Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 2nd of November, recording at, looks like 6:47 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick review. Stock market's a bit mixed in here. Hong Kong seems to have been the main strong point in Asia, although we also had another new high by India, quite possibly some others, but I didn't have a chance to check them all. Europe and Canada, a bit of profit-taking, nothing heavy. The U.S. is down a little bit in here today, just extending this small correction. Okay, government bonds a little bit easier today, but nothing to write home about. But well, let me get there in sequence. The dollar is slightly easier in here today, but pretty quiet. And oil sold off earlier on, and well, it's still down off the lows. Got down to 57.60, but it's 58.42. What we have seen though is a bit of dramatic uncoupling of the precious metals, some of them at any rate, from the oil price. Now, we were already seeing that with gold and silver, which had good gains again in here today. And, for instance, gold up 770 as I speak. But platinum, which had really been the laggard, and platinum, interestingly, was the only precious metal this is the review, but I'll finish where I started here. Platinum, which had been the only precious metal to break beneath its June low. It then ranged there for at least 2 weeks. And yesterday it tested the upside, couldn't quite hold it. And Owen commented on it, though, in the interesting charts of the day. And today it just exploded. It was up $60 at one stage and closed with a gain of $56. That's spot platinum at $1,157, up 56. So high drama there, providing further evidence that these precious metals are back in business and largely uncoupling from the oil price. Okay, let's go back to the stock markets, though. Where are we at this stage of the cycle? Well, we are seeing some small consolidations. We aren't seeing them across the boards, and one of the reasons for that is that U.S. hasn't done anything truly alarming. The U.S. has just eased a little bit in here, eased enough for me to get in a break-even stop on my S&P short that I opened the other day. For the most part, this just looks like what I had been anticipating, which was a small consolidation. And I've talked about the storm clouds out on the horizon. And I'll talk a little bit more about that, because they're certainly visible. Now, these include precious metals, because that will certainly revive inflationary concerns among some. The industrial metals, I didn't mention those in my quick review, but they're pretty strong in here. Most of them are up in, again today. And we are also seeing the grains are really quite strong. The grain and bean complex, we had corn surge upwards again today. And that's in the pole position currently. And soybeans also hit a new rally high. So there are plenty of commodities that are back in form here. Remember all that commodity collapse talk a while back? Well, a bit of hyperbole there, wasn't it? Now, very conspicuous by their absence from this group, and I think this is what is helping stock markets. No doubt about it. It's helping stock markets. The fact that the oil price is still weak. So no storm cloud there, except of course for oil producers such as Saudi Arabia. And as long as that oil price stays down, again, I maintain that that's good for the global economy. And oil, quite frankly, every other commodity can go through the roof, but if oil prices stay soft, then that will offset the inflationary implications for all the others, really. So that's the key one. And the long-dated government bonds are another very, very important one. And despite a little bit of easing in here today, long-dated government bond prices had rallied recently, getting back to the earlier highs that we had seen few weeks ago. So again, we see some storm clouds out there, but the two most crucial things in terms of inflationary expectations are not moving that much. But the risk here, and something that I've mentioned and written about from time to time, quite frequently, is that for the US and some of the other economies, some of the European economies, for instance, is that stagflation going forward will be a real risk. It's something that we will have to live with from time to time, I think, for the next decade or two. There will be maybe a recession or two to punctuate that. Hopefully not many more than that. And of course there'll be some reasonable growth as well. So there's nothing to panic about. But stagflation will not help equity prices. It'll be better for gold and the other precious metals. And the biggest enemy to the precious metals will be interest rates. Short-term interest rates go up a fair amount. That just makes the cost of carries that much more expensive. I should rephrase that. I just said make the contango costs more expensive. Okay. What about the government bonds? Well, I've partially covered that, and they have also benefited recently from this partial slowdown that we've seen in the global economy. I don't think there's enough there to worry people too much. And my concern, though, my main concern is technically there's plenty of overhead resistance on the bond charts. If I go back to the yields, I was talking about prices and mentioning that overhead resistance. If I talk about prices, they certainly look like big ranging type 3 base formations that will eventually support higher yields. So I don't expect any drama in the bond market over the short term, but my long term projection has been that yields would gradually rise. And I certainly see no reason to change that view. Too much debt, so lots of bond supply. Certainly no supply and elasticity in terms of government bonds. Prices are reflecting very little inflation or growth, and that strikes me as unrealistic. And we are certainly in a new inflationary cycle, as I've maintained all along. So I don't like that sector. US dollar, well, I do feel that it will see further pressure on previous support levels. They will be around the 85 level and a little lower. I do think at some stage in the next couple of years, we're quite likely to see the US dollar index get back down and test the historic lows on its index, which is down around the 80 level. It's currently 85.37. So a weaker dollar, but it'll get there gradually. Lots of ranging, and we're not talking about dramatic moves here. We're not talking about a dollar collapse. Okay, precious metals. This is extremely interesting, and the technical evidence has been improving slowly, as we saw first ranging support building, led by silver this time. Well, silver often leads, but led by silver and followed by gold, with platinum, which has often led in the past as well, had been a real underperformer until it just exploded into action here today, no doubt with a big burst of short covering. And palladium, while steady in what and looking well supported, is still very much the laggard. But this steady improvement that we have seen in the technical action, I think looks set to continue. I have been very concerned, as you know, about the influence of oil on the precious metals, and I said that wouldn't always be a big influence. I think it would be risky for me to conclude that it's no longer any influence, but it clearly is less of an influence than it was overall. So provided the price of oil doesn't collapse from here, and I certainly don't think it will, but we know in markets statistically anything's possible. But so if oil just hovers around this level, I don't think that that will be a very strong headwind. And if the oil price starts to rally, that could help spur the precious metals into even further gains. So I feel that the lows for what has been a predictable medium-term consolidation for the precious metals, that the lows are in. I've been saying that for a while, because we had those June lows hold for gold and for silver and also for palladium, and we've seen the support building subsequently really occurring since the September, early October lows. October was a strong month for gold and silver. Today's upward dynamic in platinum confirms very dramatically that the low for that precious metal was established last month, and I think these are going to move back up to their highs and eventually take out those highs and go a lot higher. What else to mention? The grains, still bullish. Wish I'd stayed with my soybeans. They do look overextended and due for a consolidation, but these grains, when they start to move, you know, can be unrelenting on the upside and on the downside. It needs to be said. Anybody who is in those markets needs to use trailing stops, quite obviously. I think whether you've held them for some time or whether you have just entered that market. I think we certainly have had some fund participation there, and I think we're getting some fund covering of shorts in the precious metals sector and a move back to long positions there as well. So, quite an exciting day, and we'll look forward to more drama tomorrow. In terms of my own positions, I aim to build up my precious metal positions, because I've now got a good cushion of profit, and I can increase the in gold and in my small silver holding. And I like, more importantly, I like the patterns that are developing. Tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some profit taking in the precious metals after what has been a strong week, and that would create a bit of a buying opportunity. That's the way I'll treat it at any rate. Meanwhile, all the very best.